Blog Talk Radio.
Give it up for the Las Vegas stars, y'all!
This is Alexis Levi here at Sports 101 tonight, and I just want to sort of talk tonight about something that I hadn't been doing, which was talking about my own self and talking about a book that I just put out called Alexis Levi, From the Boardroom to the Locker Room. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I've had a couple of people email me and say, hey, your book's out. When are you going to talk about it? When are you going to let us know what the book is about? And so I wanted to do that tonight. This will be a first of probably five series that will talk about each part of the book, starting out with, obviously, the beginning of my life. One of the things that I wanted to do with this book is I wanted to tell the truth. I wanted to be brutally honest with the public and allow them to learn from my mistakes. Sometimes people are afraid to expose themselves, talk about their weaknesses, talk about their faith, talk about the ups and downs of a journey. We tend to always want to give the information that makes us look good or, you know, that glorifies us. And definitely this book is not to glorify me at all. It was to glorify some of the things that God has done in my life throughout this journey. And so tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I wanted to give you a little prelude to what you're going to be hearing on the nights that I do the show. And, you know, I look at this whole time period to a young lady today doing an interview. You know, she asked me, she said, you talk a lot about God in your book. You talk about the journey. You talk about the things that you wanted people to know. And you talk a lot about what happened in your life from beginning to end. As most people don't know, you know, life makes you go through twists and turns. And because you go through those twists and turns, you definitely do not want to give up. You definitely don't want to turn back. You definitely don't want to, even through your disappointment and frustration, you don't want to give up. And so many people do. So many people feel hopeless. They feel defeated. They feel like there's not a, you know, light around that corner. And unfortunately, I'm here to tell you different. There is a light around that corner. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that, you know, who would have known that I would be standing here, you know, tonight, even starting this series to talk about the things that are in my book. Most people look at me and they think I'm a happy, successful individual. And yes, I have been happy most of my life. But the things that I want to talk about, the things I want to share with you, and the value quotes that I put in my book are things I want to share tonight. One is, make the best out of today because tomorrow is not promised. And definitely we hear that, but sometimes we don't follow it. You know, we sometimes think that you know, making the best out of today will just get us another better day tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But if we realize that, you know, God is in control and we are blessed to just get up in the morning and to breathe air and to be able to see our family and to love and to share that with people, you know, I think that sometimes people forget that. My next quote is, no matter what you go through, God has got your back. Trust me, I went through so much in my life. And for those of you that have had the opportunity to read the book, I know that you shared emails back and forth with me about, you know, feeling motivated. And one lady called me, she said, I read your book, and I couldn't believe you went through all the ups and downs that you did before you became, you know, the first African American to own a men's basketball team, I would have stopped, you know, a long time ago. So I'm here to tell you that no matter what you go through, God has got your back. The next quote is, look forward, don't look back. You hear a lot of pastors say that. You hear motivational speakers say that, that in order to, I guess you'd say, see the pearly gates, in order to go through and see the glory that God has for you, you cannot look back. You can remember, and we must remember. You know, we must remember the things that happened to us. Otherwise, we don't understand how important God is to us and how he can obviously open doors that no man can close and get us to places that we need to go. We can't do it ourselves. But when they say don't look back, from the standpoint of this particular quote, it's that you don't want to keep pining and whining over things that negatively happen to you. If you do that, unfortunately, it in turn comes out where you sort of stay in the pity mode, and you definitely don't want to do that. You want to always feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and as the scriptures say, there's a light every morning, even though darkness and pain may be at night. You know, you can count on joy coming in the morning. The next quote that I live by is, live by faith, not by sight, and I say that a lot in my book and a lot in my speaking engagements. Faith is something that you have to learn. It's a decision that you make that you're going to be faithful. And all of us, you know, at one time or another, have a time where we are nervous, we're scared. You know, things seem like they're coming faster, you know, our way than what we can handle. But when you learn to live by faith and not by sight, you're living by what you believe the Lord can do for you. And you know it in your spirit, in your heart, that he's going to be there and it's going to be okay. And, you know, at that very time, always things and obstacles seem to come up, you know, fires are started, and, you know, it's sometimes hard to grasp that quote, but it definitely works. I'm here to tell you, if you live by faith and not by sight, you'll never get stressful. You'll never live by, you know, just what you see on the outside or in the world. You'll always know that you can reach a higher power, and you can live by faith, not by sight. Quote that I often talk about is, I wake up every morning and say thank you. You know, I really do, because, you know, when you go to bed at night, it's not a promise that you're going to wake up in the morning. And I often say that if I wake up every morning and I just, before I even open my eyes, I say, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you for getting me to another day. And I laugh always with my fiance and said, I guess he still has something else for us to do. The good thing is that there's always something good to do. And if you wake up every morning and say thank you, you know, you'll feel much, much better. You'd be grateful for what you have. You know, I've been blessed in this life. And, you know, this is probably the hardest time that I've ever had. And one of the things that people say a lot of times is people get blessings, that you see the, you know, the fruits of their labor, you see the wealth, you see different things that happen in their life, but you don't hear them say how grateful they are. You know, they may say at an award ceremony, you know, I give glory to God, but on their daily days, on their everydays, they don't say how grateful they are. And I always say that. Even if I'm walking down the street, I just say, thank you, Lord, I'm so grateful for what you've done in my life. My next quote is, today is the only day we can count on, and that's true, because tomorrow's not promised to us. Okay, and so we have to be happy today. We have to be joyful today. We have to be nice to someone today. And we have to love our family today. You know, so many people don't realize that people don't wake up. As you know, I was a nurse for 14 years. And sometimes people went to sleep and just didn't wake up the next morning. And so I say this quote all the time. It's because I know, having been a nurse and having been where I am now, that I can't count on tomorrow. I always have to know that today is the day. And lastly, on this particular page, which is in the front part of my book, it says, we are not in control of our destiny. And I think I live by that every day. It was something I came by through this journey in getting close to God and understanding that I am not in control of anything. Just because I want something to work right now doesn't mean anything. If it's not the right timing, it's not the will, it's not going to happen. And I think that if people realize that in their day-to-day journey, I mean, we all have business ideas we want to do, and we all have things that we want to do that are going to better our family, better our career, investing in stocks, investing in, you know, other projects, things like that. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't happen, it's not going to happen. I was laughing today I was talking to a few gentlemen at a business meeting, and they were so down and out about the 49ers losing the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Most of you know that I've lived in Vegas for the last several years, but I'm actually from the Bay Area. And I laughed about that because I thought to myself, as much as I would have loved them to win as well, it just wasn't their time. And when it's their time, it's actually going to be even better than what it would have been this time. So those are just, you know, some quotes that I have to live by and that I would love for you to get, if nothing else, those quotes out of my book. If you stopped right here, I think that your life would be changed if you just heard me speak of those quotes. Now, as I say, I'm the first African-American woman to own a men's basketball team, and it has been a blessing, definitely. It's been a journey. I was destined to do this. It wasn't something I sought to do, and it was something that the Lord assigned me to do. And I think I told a young lady today I was assigned this because I'm compassionate for people. I can see both sides of the table. So what I wanted you to see from my book is, you know, I look at my life and I chose a few things that I think, you know, are, I guess you'd say, words to the wise. In this book, I share with you the ups and downs of running a business and a basketball team. Both are very difficult. Both have emotions. Both have people's hearts and souls and minds and dreams involved. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. I also talk about how to rise to the top through the adversity. You know, every decision you make has ups and downs, whether it's your children, your family, your loved one, you know, a new business, a new vacation, a new home. It all has its ups and downs. And what I've learned through this journey is how to rise to the top through adversity, because believe me, I had much adversity, as you'll read in my book and as we'll explain as this series goes. What it's like to be a woman in the sports industry. Most people ask that question because they say I'm a girly girl, but I'm in the world of sports, and I'm not just, you know, out there trying to make it happen. The blessing is that I've landed in the middle and I've been able to make some changes and sought after by, you know, some of the top people to consult and to work with them and to come and bring my compassion to the side of the business where there was none. And so I will talk about that. I also talk about how to live your dreams. A lot of us have dreams. And unfortunately, we sometimes let our strongholds, our obstacles get in the way to either make us not make a good decision or to get in the way because we failed at the last business. So why do we think this one's going to happen? I've heard so many different people email me about this particular statement. You know, living a dream isn't just going out day to day and working. And so, you know, when I talk about this in the book, I want you to definitely, you know, get that information. The national and international rise of the Las Vegas Stars, we're still working on that. We have national notoriety. We have international notoriety. But this year in 2015, we will be taking them on the road. And overcoming obstacles. I'll be talking in this series about overcoming obstacles. I'll share some of the notes that people have sent me and that the people have sent me to talk about obstacles that they have had and how they read this book and how that the book has allowed them to overcome the obstacles that they had and to just get off the couch and do something and not look back. I really want people to read this book to understand through my struggles that you can utilize my struggles, read about my struggles, understand that it touches so many people. A lot of people don't know that, you know, I endured a lot of pain and suffering during my lifetime, off and on. There's been, you know, they say with a lot of blessing comes some pain, and I definitely have had that. I talk about the fact that I lost my father when I was 10 years old. I talk about, you know, a loved one on drugs, the single parenthood, the physical abuse, infidelity, loved one with cancer, near-death experience, and of course, infidelity. So I want to share those topics with you in the weeks to come, and I hope that you've enjoyed this just short rendition of what Alexis Levi from the boardroom to the locker room is all about. Keep the faith, love life, and love your family.